Яат эшик э чэлхаасын ло аа нэлц хоод нэбэг э яа кэ дах бит энэги чэди Томми Луис Джуниор э яа кэн шанахо ай ба хэнсэн Department of the Net Education аа бэлэн даш шэн Superintendent of Schools ко ол тха баят хэ до хон бинаат аа ги чэд аа хүчэн хинаан дэш дэл кон зач нахал жэш ко ёл хаал ко гот аа наа ха бит э Ve ya nahalchin hon da iltha anle head start ba 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 ban da into 8th grade na da iltha promotion activities da ado high school graduation ban da de don de college or university go da is ado vocational school sin to da ya ya na khidan le ho jo e ye khwe o ba he hun sin halchin da iltha do ho ban da sta gi lagi ve ya bahades to ba che ndit al ho a pe dat el jo ho de ye dis chin de ho ol tra de a kon de jo ye ha wa has ad a mado a je a masan a che enal re shin dat no se shin ne hido ne hide ne hido it a hui chin kwe kwe ni za de tsa kot a do le ka jo ha jo da en da do no da a do ha wan da ba has a do chin yan da pa nas la do Yad erhas anjo kodo da ostra gojo ad e ya e bayat en len hin halchen ho ako ho kad e ya e kunza che de kha to ado shin nas ko ba na da hu zit dan le ko so e ye ko e ba de se halchen ya jo nol ne gi boys and girls young ladies and young gentlemen throughout the Navajo nation we want to say thank you for the wonderful work that you've done. We congratulate you for making the effort and progressing at this level in your life. You're going to be advancing into another level of learning. There are going to be graduation ceremonies at the Head Start, 8th grade promotion, high school, college, and university. And we're going to be celebrating and cheering you on. And that's a wonderful time of the year to all come together and really think positively about our young people striving with their life and putting plans together as to what they want to become years ahead and all the training, all the education that they need to acquire so that they can get into a career that is rewarding and that they can make a livelihood out of. And so these words of encouragement is mainly to thank you and to praise you, to honor you for reaching that level of educational attainment from the Navajo Nation government through Department of Education, on behalf of the Board of Education for the Navajo Nation. We work every day, we work hard to make sure that the laws, the plans, and the programs are all in order so that there can be quality learning, quality teaching in the classroom. And so there, just yesterday, the National Teacher Appreciation Day happened throughout the country, May 9th, 2017. And last week, President Russell Begay and Vice President Jonathan Nez signed a proclamation really praising our teachers for doing a wonderful job in the classroom. They're on the front line trying to their best to provide a quality teaching and learning. Many of them sacrificed their time. You know, at this point in time, teaching is not a very popular career because of the low salary scale, the high expectation, the high standard. Testing is beginning to be a real issue throughout the country. And for those reasons, a lot of our people elect to do something else that is not as strenuous, that is not as demanding. And there's a real concern. We have a teacher shortage all over the country. But for those that have made the choice to be in the classroom, to be with children, and to give them a piece of their knowledge and their wisdom, we thank you. We appreciate what you do every day, day in, day out. You work hard. You work into the midnight hours. Sometime I'm sure there's no appreciation, there's no thank you. But from my office, we realize that this is a difficult profession. Some of us have been there. We've been in the classroom, we've been in the school buildings, we've been on college campus and universities, and the teachers, the faculty are the ones that really hold down the fort. And so I recognize that, and I want to just praise you for being the teacher that you are. And on behalf of the parents, the grandparents, we also want to extend our appreciation for all that you do for these children. And these young children will be growing. One day soon, they're going to approach you. One day soon, they're going to say thank you from the bottom of their heart. And that's going to be heartfelt. And so I want to let you know that from where we work from out of the Department of Education, all of that is appreciated. Then going back to the students, you know, you hear our tribal leaders talking about many issues and problems almost every day. Issues with land, water, environment, health, education, government, you name it. And so why we stress education is so that you can take the leadership role at some point in time when you've acquired your diplomas, your degrees, your certifications, your endorsements, that you will be considered highly qualified in any area. And so I really believe that our Navajo people, our Navajo children, have the qualification. They can learn. They can advance. And so I really believe that that we can get our young people through the educational system and get them prepared for life. And then for those that are graduating from high school, I'm pretty sure you're already given some thoughts to where you're going to go after high school, which college, which university, which vocational program. Others are probably thinking about military and other kinds of life. Those are all good choices. If that's really what you want to do, make sure you do some research. Make sure this is what you really want to do. And what's going to challenge you is time to study, time to prioritize your time and concentrate on all the things that you need to do so that you can get those high quality grades as A's and B's and be on the scholarship at this point in time. Things are getting tough. Getting a scholarship is even tough with the Navajo Nation through the Office of Scholarship. Every year we spend about $20 million a year awarding students with funding from the Navajo Nation to go to a college or university of their choice. And the hope is that you will try hard. You will go through training and acquire those degrees and help yourself, take care of yourself with the income, secure with a secure home, secure environment. And then when things are in order, yeah, you can reach out and help other people. Yeah, you can Nu nada hän ei nado, hei.